That's all we've been hearing about this winter, isn't it? And all through the year. And I think this strange phrase helps us understand why Christmas is important. Bear with me. Bear with me. The first is, that's not working. Can click, please, Mr. Colin. Thank you. Space. At Christmas, the point of Christmas is that we remember that God does not keep his distance from us, even a social distance. Jesus comes to be born among us, to be close to us, to be part of our human lives, to experience it so he knows what our life is like. He doesn't come to be a God on a cloud far away. He comes to be slap bang in the middle of it with us. And by his Holy Spirit remains close to us today when we invite him into our lives to share our life with us. Christmas reminds us that God does not keep his distance. Let's have the next picture. Masks. Well, we're all wearing masks. Maybe yours is Christmassy. Kath now has two. At Christmas, we remember that Jesus shows us who God is and how God wants us to live. Jesus reveals God to us. So when Jesus was born, it was almost as if God took off a mask and showed us his face in Jesus. We know what God is like by looking at what Jesus was like. So that's space and face. So that leaves the hand sanitizer and hands. Well, surely that's nothing to do with Christmas story. Well, actually, yes, it is. Ah, little baby. Very lifelike baby. He was in our hall, and every time I went into the hall, it freaked me out. So the baby, okay, it's not a baby. It's okay. At Christmas, we remember that God places God's self in human hands. He gives himself to Mary and to the world to be cradled and to be brought into life. Let's have the next picture. We've heard the shepherd's story. And I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not a real baby. It's habitual, isn't it? When you have a baby, that's what you do. I often wonder when we hear the shepherd's story that Kath read to us, whether those shepherds reached down into the manger and grabbed a baby finger and held out a finger to baby Jesus. Maybe Jesus reached back and held out that finger. Maybe God's hands were in those shepherds' hands that first Christmas day. So today we remember that God places himself in human hands as a baby. And as Jesus grows, he uses his hands to show God's love by healing, by showing what the kingdom looked like, by providing food for those who were hungry, but ultimately by stretching out his hands on a cross and having them nailed there, dying to save us, to make a way for us to be reconciled with God. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus is born. But the bigger story is that this baby The Christmas baby reminds us that we can come close to God. We can always be our real selves. We don't need a mask. He knows what we're like. The real us. So we can be honest with him. And so we can place ourselves in his hands. Our lives in his hands to be used by God in his world. So today we remember that God does not keep his distance from us, that Jesus shows us God's face, and that Jesus' hands were nailed open to show how much God loves us. Hands, face, and space. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you that in Jesus you draw near to us, that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you that through Jesus we can see your face, and we praise you that you love the world so much that you placed yourself into human hands to be part of the plan to save us and save the world. We thank and praise you. Amen. We're going to pray now. Has everybody got a pipe cleaner? Have you got a pipe cleaner? Because if not, wave at me if you've got pipe cleaners. Yes? You've got a pipe cleaner. Excellent. So everybody will need your pipe cleaner for our prayers this morning. So we've heard a lot of words so far. And some folk here are very creative people who like to do things with their hands. Anybody here a fiddler? I'm a fiddler. I like fiddling with things. So a pipe cleaner is really good for fiddling. So you will all have a pipe cleaner and you will need this. We're going to pray for three things today. Can I have that on the screen, please, Colin? We're going to pray for the world. We're going to pray for those you love. And we're going to pray for you and me, for ourselves. And whilst we're praying those things, whilst I'm speaking, you might want to shape your pipe cleaner into something that symbolizes what we're praying for. Now, you know, if you're not feeling very artistic, and some of us are artistic and some of us aren't, you know, that could be the world. You see, it doesn't have to be Picasso. Something to do whilst we're praying. And I invite you to take your pipe cleaner home, not just because you've touched it, but maybe you could put it somewhere and you could be reminded of the prayers that we have been praying today. So shall we pray together? Loving God, we pray for the world. We think of places of sadness right now, where people don't have enough to eat, or where people live in fear, or where people are far away from home. We pray for those who are exiles or refugees, and pray for those who are homeless today. We pray for those who have lost what they consider to be precious. And pray for those who are leading the worldwide fight against COVID. For scientists and frontline medical workers. For each person whose work makes a difference, and all those whose lives have changed beyond recognition this year. We pray for your world, Lord God. Wrap your arms of love around it. And in a couple of moments of silence, we pray for places and people in the world who are on our mind today. Faithful God, we pray for those who we love. We pray for our family, in whatever shape that might look like. Those who are tied through blood and relations, and that new family that we've adopted into as friends. We pray particularly for those who find Christmas hard for whatever reason. For those whose plans for today have changed and who are finding that hard. We pray for those who are struggling with ill health, of body or of mind. And we pray for those who are celebrating good news, and we celebrate with them. We pray for those we love, Lord God. Wrap your arms of love around them as we bring you the people and the places and the situations on our mind today. And lastly, we pray for ourselves. As this year draws to a close, we remember, Lord God, all that we've experienced this year. Would you help us? Would you help us to draw strength from your faithfulness and love? Would you continue to guard and guide and govern us. Lord God, who is Emmanuel, God with us, we ask that you would go before us in whatever this next season may bring. Would you hold our hands and show us your way? It's not wrong to pray for ourselves. So in a moment of silence, perhaps you could bring to God a prayer that's on your heart at the moment for yourself. Lord God, would you hear our prayers for the world, for those we love, and for ourselves? And we praise you for your faithfulness to the world and the people you love, and your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.